We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just got this email from ESPN. NFL roster rankings for all 32 teams. We'll get it. Maybe we'll do a little deeper dive into it tomorrow because I do want to focus a bit on PJ Tucker and kind of what's happening with the Miami Heat. But Crowder, really quickly, who do you think, according to ESPN, has the number one ranked roster in the NFL right now?
Rams.
No. Rams are number four on this list.
Buccaneers.
Bucks are two.
Ooh. Damn, I don't know who's won.
Familiar foe. I'll give you a hint. Familiar foe.
Oh, the Bills.
Yeah, stupid.
The Bills are the number one roster. You know what?
Yeah,
they loaded it up, bro.
They write. they categorize them in three like brackets, and they write their biggest strength. The only two quarterbacks with a higher PFF grade than Josh Allen over the past two seasons. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. The physical tools were always there, but Josh Allen has managed to add the accuracy that was missing during his first few years in the league. His development is the primary reason the Bills entered the 2022 season as Super Bowl favorites, though general manager Brandon Bean and the rest of this front office deserve credit for building a complete roster. And then it's true, man. Like, I'm just looking here. Stephon Diggs, obviously, Gabriel Davis, Jamison Crowder, Dawson Knox. Like their offense is kind of loaded. I don't know why I threw Dawson Knox in there. He's like, whatever, he's average, but their offense
Dawson
is good,
Knox.
Man. I don't know. It was just the next name. And you know how you say two names, the third one always, it just adds to your argument. You know what I mean? I had to throw one more in there, but defensively they added Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, Tremaine Edwards.
Drafted James Cook from Georgia. They are loaded. Thinking about it now, they're loaded. OJ Howard's there now. Now I'm looking at the roster. You're right. They got a hell of a little roster on their hand.
Yeah, Dolphins will sweep them, though. We'll take two of two this year from the Bills. Easy work, no problem.
Don't say that because Hawk might hear you, and now we're going to bet on it. Let's just watch the games.
What was the odds? I had it yesterday. Remember, I pulled up the odds that the Dolphins will beat the Bills twice this season. Let's see. I have it here still saved. Because we were looking at AFC East matchup odds for 2022-2023. The Dolphins sweeping the Bills, right? So winning their two games this year versus the Bills is at plus 600. Bro, I like those. I'm just saying, Crowder, throwing a little flyer, a little $50 work on plus 600. Like, those are decent odds. Is it that crazy that the Dolphins can sweep the Bills this year? I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying the Dolphins are better than the Bills. But just to beat them twice this year?
Crazy.
Okay. Okay. All right.
They're the Super Bowl favorites. The only person that knocked them off was what was it? The Chiefs beat them last year.
Yeah.
In the divisional, but it was like, what was it, like 40-42, 38-42? Like, they could play with the Chiefs right there head-to-head as well. No, Solana, come on, man. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, we're fortunate if we split with them this year.
Yeah.
They win in Buffalo, we win in Miami. I think that is a win for Miami.
When's the last time the Dolphins beat the Bills? Am I forgetting?
It's been like
recently?
3 years, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's been a while, maybe like 3 or 4 years, but like it's been a while since we even took one from Buffalo. Let me look up their matchup.
No, it hadn't been no 3 years.
Yeah, man. Let's see. I think so.
Yeah, because Flores got swept Yeah, I think the 3 years that Flores was our coach, I think we lost every time against Buffalo.
The last time the Dolphins beat the Bills was December 2nd, 2018, 21-17. It was in Miami.
We haven't beat the Bills since 2018?
Who's the coach in 2018? Was that Gase. Adam Gase?
That was Goofy Gase.
Goofy Adam Gase. Yeah, that was Josh Allen's rookie year. Ryan Tannehill, 16-24, 137 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. 16-24 for 137. That's a good day for Tua. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah, that was the game where Josh Allen had a chance to win it at the end, and he underthrew.
That's right. He underthrew. Who was that? Former Dolphin.
It was Charles Clay, I think.
Charles Clay.
Yeah,
in the end zone. That's before Josh Allen got good.
Yeah,
he ran over us that game.
You know, Adam Gase is just chilling now,
just playing a ton of golf.
He's just golfing. Like, he hasn't had a job since 2020. He's literally just golfing all day. The Dolphins and the Jets set him up for life.
He wouldn't be able to get another head coaching job, right, Adam Gase?
No.
I mean, I'm sure he could get a job doing something, but
he would for sure. He could get a head coaching college job.
Damn, you think so? But it would have to be 100%. It would have to be like a Conference USA, right? Like the All American Conference.
Bro, the good old boy network that he's a part of, the people, the reason he got hired for the Jets after failing with the Dolphins. Well, somebody would give him a job. He could sure be a position coach in the NFL. They might give him a damn coordinator job because he knows everybody.
Ah, man, I just think the way things ended in New York, like everybody was. We knew down here in South Florida, right? Like, we knew. It was eye-opening for us, but we were close to it. And I think it took his tenure in New York for people to realize, yeah, this guy's a phony. Like, this guy's a clown. He can't run an NFL organization, and he rubs people the wrong way. That's why, yes, he can get a job, Crowder, but I don't know about a coordinator position right now. Like, off the bat, being out of the NFL for 2 seasons now and the way things ended – I don't know, man. Like, I think he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in Miami and in New York. And, like, people are put on notice now that Adam Gase, not the easiest guy to get along with.
Okay, let me just tell you about it. Remember Chan Gailey, our OC, about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He was the coordinator for the Jets, 15 and 16. He was out of football, chilling, hanging out, being a 70-year-old for 4 years,
falling asleep.
Comes back to the Miami Dolphins in 2020 as the offensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. We gave him Tua. Solana, are you kidding me?
He didn't want Tua. He didn't even want Tua.
Are you kidding me?
Incredible. Tomorrow, I'll just ask you right now, where do you think the Dolphins rank? Like, give me a number in terms of their roster. What do you think ESPN ranked them at?
Ooh, top half, I would guess, because of the fact that, we got Cheetah.
Yeah.
We got Waddle. We got Gesicki. We have some skill position. Edmonds, Mozart. We got Armstead, Connor in the inside. I don't think people respect Tua like that. And our defense is top 10. I would say we're in the top 15 easy.
Yeah. I'll read everything that ESPN wrote for you tomorrow, but the Dolphins ranked 10th. Their roster is ranked 10th, according to ESPN. Above them at 9 is the Kansas City Chiefs, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then number 11, just under them, is the New Orleans Saints, who also kind of have their quarterback issues right now. They're hoping Jameis can come back from the ACL injury. But
not with those workouts he's doing. Not with those. I'm telling you, them workouts he's doing are not successful.
Bro, talking about workouts, did you see the video that's going viral? Let me send this to you. Of Zion Williamson today. Did you see this?
You're going to tell me he's in shape now? You're going to tell me he's ready to go, aren't you?
Well, I will say, listen. I'm sort of trying to distance myself from the Zion love that I threw at you the last couple years. However, a picture went viral of him last week. You and Hawk talked about it, where Zion was just looking chiseled. Like, he was in shape. But today, it was posted on the Overtime Twitter account. I'm going to retweet it right now. @AlexMSolana. I'm going to send it to you, Crowder. Zion is at a YMCA, it looks like. Like, he's just at, like, a community gym, and he's, like, yelling at kids. I guess they were, like, talking smack to him, and he's like, vividly upset, yelling at some kids, and he doesn't look like he's in shape. He looks like he's still a little heavy.
He is a little heavy. He's always going to be heavy. Heavy people are heavy. Have you ever seen a picture of skinny Santa Claus?
No, I have not. I have not.
Because he's never been skinny. He's not going to be skinny. It's what he does.
Nah, Zion will. He'll cut. He'll cut before the offseason. During the offseason, okay, crowd. You'll see. He'll cut.
He's dunking on an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. That kid was moving his feet, though. Good D.
He was good D. Look at him. No crossover. Lateral movement.
Yeah. Still got ups.
That floor shook, though, when he hit the ground, bro.
Let me tell you. Them kids ain't have no more snacks in that vending machine. Hey, Coach, Zion ate all the Cheetos.
Speaking of Cheetos, we haven't even gotten to PJ Tucker. Did you see the new Taco Bell menu item that was debuted? I'm surprised Hawk didn't just want to do 4 hours of the show today, simply come back from vacation early, simply based on this new menu item at Taco Bell. So they brought back the Mexican pizza a couple days ago, but did you see this new experiment? It's called the Massive Cheez-It. And literally, they have two new menu items, a big Cheez-It tostada. So, you know, like you go to an Italian restaurant, you order the bruschetta, and it's just like pieces of bread cut up.
Yeah.
And then they'll put, I don't know, like some tomatoes, some onions, maybe some arugula. Maybe sprinkle some balsamic on top.
Oh, I love it. That's delicious.
Delicious. Everybody loves a good bruschetta. You know what I mean? That's on the on the Mount Rushmore of Italian food. Well, Taco Bell is going to do a knockoff bruschetta, and it's with a massive Cheez-It. So imagine a Cheez-It, Crowder. Your typical Cheez-It you pull out of a box, but now double it by like 30 times. It fits in the palm of your hand. It almost looks like a Pop-Tart, and they're going to put ground beef, sour cream, tomato, lettuce, and cheddar cheese on top and sell it individually, almost like a little big Cheez-It appetizer at Taco Bell.
That sounds disgusting.
No, that sounds fire.
That sounds terrible, Solana.
Fire.
A Cheez-It with meat on it?
You know, it's about time we got a Mexican spinoff on bruschetta. Solana, you know what I mean?
When's the last time you put meat on your Cheez-Its?
Never, but I'm not gonna count it out. I'm not gonna knock it before I try it. Like, it's about time. Listen, I love a good bruschetta. You know what I mean? And it's about time we got. I love Cheez-Its. I love ground beef. I love sour cream. Mix them together. A giant Cheez-It. You can't go wrong with a giant Cheez-It.
Yeah, I love popsicles too. I don't rub them on my Cheez-Its.
No, come on. You can't compare. All right.
I don't know.
Let's get to headlines quickly here. Plus, Jimmy's dying to give us a weather report. I can just feel it. I feel Jimmy like he's ready for this weather
report. He's had his headphones on since the start of the segment.
Oh, I feel terrible. Jimmy, would you eat a giant Cheez-It bruschetta, Mexican bruschetta under a giant Cheez-It? Like, is this something that calls your attention?
No, that sounds gross.
All right. Jimmy, nobody asked you. Just give me weather when I ask.
You
right?
Literally just asked him.
No, I didn't. Nobody asked you, Jimmy. I mean, I can't get him to say he'd rather the Dolphins lose in the Super Bowl with Tua, and I can't get him to go for the Taco Bell menu, giant Cheez-It. Jimmy, just wait for weather. All right. This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Marlins will try to get swept today at 7, or try not to get swept today. Excuse me. At 7:45 in St. Louis. We're talking about Tua. He's going to be on Tyreek Hill's podcast. It's called It Needed to Be Said. That episode will be released tomorrow. I think Dolphins fans will get a kick out of it.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I can't wait to watch it because I really want to see if Tua is as straight edge and kind of square as he's come off, or if Tyreek can bring like his natural personality out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. By the way, I'm ripping on Jimmy here, and he provided me with a good little nugget. According to Craig Mish, Jimmy texted this to me. Speaking of the Marlins, we had mentioned Jazz Chisholm, a little banged up Crowder. Looks like he's heading to the injured list, the IL, because of that back issue. And Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins very well, he says, unclear of how long.
Oh, well, I watched a video earlier. They said he was going to do an MRI. So it seems as if just I'm reading into it, but seems as if the MRI didn't come back favorable.
Yeah, that sucks. And I mentioned Tyreek Hill's podcast, but Crowder, like your podcast, The Pivot, the episode with Mike Tyson is doing numbers, bro. I checked the YouTube today. I was listening to a bit at the gym, and it is doing numbers.
Yeah, it would be doing better numbers, but we got parental advised.
Oh, you got flagged on YouTube?
Yeah, we got flagged, but Mike was wide open, but we couldn't edit Mike. That's Mike Tyson. How are we going to tell Mike, hey, Mike, don't cuss? Like, it's Mike Tyson. I wasn't going to tell him to get hit in the face, so we just had to let it run.
Yeah, yeah. But it's an interesting – I could say this is an interesting episode for sure. Free agency negotiation period begins tomorrow at 6 p.m. I know I mentioned the PJ Tucker stuff. I'm going to get to it. I promise. Okay. I promise everybody I'm going to get to it. But tomorrow, 6 p.m., negotiation period begins, which really means all the deals that have already been negotiated, quote unquote, illegally, will be announced tomorrow at 6:01 p.m. because that's the way the NBA works. And as Steven pointed out while we were in a break, only the Heat get fined for it, doing it with Kyle Lowry. But the Knicks can have Jalen Brunson inked already after giving his dad a contract to work in their offices. But the Heat get fined because Kyle Lowry had agreed to come to Miami a day before the negotiation period officially began. What a joke, Adam Silver. You should be ashamed of yourself, Adam Silver.
They hate us.
There is a report that suggests Victor Oladipo's time in Miami may be done. I'm not putting too much stock into it. Here's the way I feel about the Heat. Until it happens, we don't really know. Nobody has sources within the organization. You know what I mean, Crowder? The Heat keep everything locked. They don't leak stuff. So until it's official, I'm not believing anything.
I'm seeing a lot of reports to Oladipo, to the Wizards, to the Nuggets, to the Pistons.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. It doesn't surprise me.
Do you think will the Heat give him a long-term contract to make him a starter?
No, I think that's where this is coming from, by the way. Like, I think Victor Oladipo knows that if he wants to get another big contract and he wants to prove to people that he could still be a premier player in this league, somebody that can, you know, play big minutes and be a one or a two or a three on a serious team, he needs to probably go somewhere where his usage rate will just go up, right? Where he's asked to carry some of the load, maybe not all of the load, but some of the load. And let's be real, it's not going to happen here. Like, the Heat have Jimmy Butler. For the time being, they have Kyle Lowry and they have Bam Adebayo. Like, those are their three premier players right now. Tyler Hero is always going to get the nod above Victor Oladipo because, let's face it, the Heat are going to put a lot of stock into him. And I don't see Victor Oladipo getting out of Miami what he wants to get out of Miami.
And can Victor play 35 plus minutes a game?
I don't know.
I think that's the biggest question on him. We saw him, bro, in Indiana. That Joker was a dog for a couple years until he got hurt. But I don't know if this time in his career with the quad and all, could he give you 35 minutes a game that those stars have to give you? And I think that's what the Heat are looking at. We can't give you $15 million a year if you're going to play eight minutes a game, 12 minutes a game. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all rooting for him. We're all rooting for him, obviously. Like, we all love Depot, but I get him wanting to go somewhere else and like, proving that he could still carry the load on a team.
Met him personally. Great young man. Well-spoken. Super intelligent. He damn can sing. He's very smart. But are you going to give me 35 minutes? Like, you have to separate the person from the art is what we have to do. And I love the person, but I don't know if he can be an artist for 35 minutes plus a game. I wouldn't give him that kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll try to get to it later on. And tomorrow, obviously, we'll probably know more about some deals that, quote unquote, haven't happened yet. But it'll all be released before 6 p.m. anyways tomorrow. And I'll try to get you some more info on what's happening with PJ Tucker and the Miami Heat. But now let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954 more. Jimmy, what's going on?
It is mostly cloudy with a temperature of 89 degrees with a feel of 101.
Coming up on the other side, we're gonna have some fun on the Hockman and Crowder Show. I'll explain in minutes.
All right, let me talk about Life Imaging FLA. This is, I talk a lot of nonsense on the show, but Life Imaging FLA is something that's actually serious and something you should pay attention to. So they just celebrated their 1-year South Florida anniversary, too. I talk about them every day. You know, if you've ever wondered if there are steps you could take to see if trouble might be brewing in the future with your health, well, that is where Life Imaging FLA comes in. You go there to get scanned using their FDA-approved state-of-the-art low-dose radiation CT scanners. And it's preventative medicine. I don't know any other better way to put it. They try to detect heart disease or cancer before you're showing symptoms. You know, I went there and I did it. Most people like me love the peace of mind it'll give you when you walk out of there or when you get your results. But maybe you find out something that that you need to know that will affect your health in the future. I mean, that's the whole concept behind going there. I highly recommend it, and I would give them a call. You can certainly get more information. Call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, call #250. Say the keyword, free heart scan. It's really simple. You call #250 from your cell phone. You'll be prompted for a keyword. You just say free heart scan right into your phone, and then you're connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A semi-Woj bomb has been dropped. A semi-Woj bomb. So here's what Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted just moments ago. And it has to do with Bradley Beal. And yes, we're going to do this again with Bradley Beal. But he said Bradley Beal has declined $36.4 million option and became a free agent. His agent told ESPN. Now Beal is eligible to sign a 5-year max to return to Washington or sign elsewhere on a 4-year deal. Here's what I'll say about that. Bradley Beal, from Adrian Wojnarowski earlier in the week, has indicated all along that his loyalties are in Washington and he wants to see it through in Washington. Plus, by opting out, he can now sign that 5-year. It's like 200 and something million. And his decision to sign elsewhere on a 4-year deal would cost him a ton of money. Like, north of $100 million. So as excited we are about the idea of Bradley Beal joining Jimmy and Bam, and as exciting as it may be to see that headline that he opted out of $36.4 million, he could just make more by signing in Washington, which is, from all we understand and all we've seen and all we've read and heard from Bradley, his plan. So let's shift elsewhere. Let's get to a best of on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Speaking of giant Cheez-Its, it reminded me of a segment where we talk about our food intricacies, the way we eat certain things, right? Our food habits when it comes to eating certain foods, and it made for one of the funnier food-related segments on the show a couple months ago.
Solana had put on the show sheet a few times, and I didn't get to it, from BuzzFeed. Do you eat these foods the way other people eat them? And I find some of this stuff fascinating. When you make a sandwich, Crowder, what's the best way to cut it, down the middle or diagonally? Now, I will say this. I don't believe in cutting sandwiches because I think if you're an adult, you can eat a sandwich. Like if I make a turkey sandwich, I can eat a turkey sandwich with no problem without cutting it. And it's a constant joke that my wife and I have, because if she does make me a sandwich, she'll always say, do you want me to cut it? Knowing that I'm going to say no. In fact, I prefer the taste of a sandwich that's not cut. Tastes different to me.
You go. You're always going to get a little aggressive with takes. So I'll let you get away with that one.
I felt like the take wasn't aggressive enough, so I had to get somewhere with it, and I found it.
What? I don't get the cutting a sandwich thing as a. I cut my kids' sandwiches for their lunch in school now with COVID. They don't make the lunch, and they're children. They're eating.
Sure.
I'll slice that one, but I won't do the diagonal crap. You just cut it in half. Don't make it all fancy. But as
which is better? Which is better, though, if you had to cut it for yourself, down the middle or diagonally?
Straight down the middle. I think you can get more sandwich pieces in your mouth with down the middle.
I'm with you. I feel like a diagonal cut, you almost feel like you're losing sandwich, even though it doesn't make any sense. Jimmy, what do you think?
That little tip, that little tip is not a lot of pieces.
That's right. No. That's right. When you get down to the tip, it's just... Anywho. Jimmy, what do you think? Do you cut your sandwich, Jimmy?
No.
You do not. If you did, though, down the middle or diagonally?
Down the middle.
Down the middle. So, according to BuzzFeed, 80% say diagonally is better. So, how about that? Pretty interesting. All right. How about this one? When you eat pizza, do you eat it flat or do you fold it?
Ooh, I fold only if necessity, if it's too hot and gooey.
Right. Or
you have to get the consistency.
The folding of the pizza, if you're getting a slice on the street in New York, you know, you're walking up to Ray's Original and you get a slice and you're walking. And so you fold it. It just seems to be a more convenient way to eat it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say with that, I don't think there's a way to go. I think it's more of a situational approach.
OK. Solana, flat or folded?
Always folded.
Always folded. Really?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you eat your pizza flat or do you fold it?
Flat.
Flat, yeah. 31% like to fold their pizza. 31%. I don't like to fold pizza, although I will tell you this. If you're out, you know, before COVID and you'd be out with a lot of people or there's a Little League, you know, post-game party and you kind of scan the room and you go, you know, there's not enough pizza here. For all the people that are here, all the adults, you just go, this isn't going to work right. Mm-hmm. Then I'll start folding because I can consume more pizza quickly to get to the next slice. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I mean, there's a strategy.
Sometimes there is, especially when they do the, because they always, that kid, the thing is getting to me now when my kids growing up, Hawker, are the kid grown-up combination parties.
Mm-hmm.
Where
mm-hmm.
you look at the food and you're saying, okay, the kids are going to kill this cheese pizza. So there's only three pepperonis. So
right.
Let me dive on this pepperoni as a grown-up.
Exactly. Exactly. And you got to fold it if you want to get that second slice.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm with you on that. You got to strategize when you go to these combo children grown-up parties because nobody prepares for those parties correctly.
Now, how about this one? I find this one to be very interesting. What's the best way to eat an apple? Slice it or just bite into it?
Bite into it. You're a grown-up. I'm not going to prepare what you want. You want to peel too? Get your ass out of here. Bite the apple.
I prefer a sliced apple.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason that I have found that is if my wife is making an apple, she'll use one of those, you know, slicers that you just push down on it, and it makes like the little apple bouquet.
Oh, those are fun.
And I find that to be a preferable way to eat an apple.
Yeah.
I do. And slices won on this BuzzFeed poll with 56% of the vote.
Mm-hmm. Slices?
Yeah. So, Solana, you like slicing the apple?
Yeah. Crowder, biting into an apple, just too much stress on the jaw. Your tooth
Crowder's got double row of teeth, though. You know what? Crowder's not the right person to be asking this. Crowder's not the right person to be asking this.
Do y'all understand? Right now at Publix and Walmart, there's a package of sliced apples.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are in a Mickey Mouse container. It's angled towards children.
No, but that doesn't.
Sliced. You're a grown up.
No. I think the slicing of the apple, I just think it's a more enjoyable way to consume the apple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy?
I'm going to send y'all some mandarin oranges too. Let me give you a mandarin orange package. Yeah. Maybe an applesauce pouch. There we
Jimmy,
go. Let's just go all the way in.
How do you eat your apple, Jimmy?
Bite into it.
Bite into the apple like a man.
Because Jimmy's a man.
All right. Okay, fair enough. How about this? Do you put ketchup on your fries or do you put ketchup on the side and dip your fries?
Dip. Everybody does that.
Solana, you dip your fries or you cover them in ketchup?
No, I dip. I think it's disgusting. It's one of my biggest pet peeves when people put the ketchup all on there, then their fingers have ketchup all over them. They're licking their fingers. Mm. Just put it on the side like everybody else.
Jimmy, you dip your fries in ketchup or you cover them?
Dip.
Yeah, I believe that if you cover your fries in ketchup, you're a serial killer. So I think we have agreement on that. And according to BuzzFeed, 92% of people dip the fries.
I saved my wife's life. She was going to be a serial killer.
She was a French fry ketchup coverer.
Oh, 11, what was it? Like, I think 12 years ago now we met and she used to pour the ketchup. And I say, listen, we can't go any further if you don't stop putting your ketchup in a cup on the side. Right. We're gonna start to end this now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Good for you. What's the best brownie? Corner piece or middle piece?
Middle, the gooey, the good, the action.
You are so right. Everyone loves the corner piece. The corner piece is all burnt up and dry. The middle piece is where it's at. Solana, which brownie?
You got to go with the corner piece. I mean, it's just like a pizza. You got the soft part, then you got the crust at the end. It's the same thing for a brownie. You got your gooey part, delicious, and then you get to the tougher, stronger part at the end. Really, you need the variation when you're eating a brownie.
Disagree. Jimmy?
Middle
piece, yeah. Yeah, I stand with Jimmy on that one. 57%, according to BuzzFeed. Said the corner piece.
You can't reference pizza and brownies. It's like you want the burnt eggs, you want the hard egg on the edge.
It just says it doesn't make sense because
in the middle.
Which is the more enjoyable part of the brownie, Solana? The middle gooey part or the tough end?
No, I mean, I like the tough end as well, just as much as I like the gooey part. No, but think about it, a piece of bread, right? Like a piece of sourdough yesterday. We're talking about sourdough on the outside, nice, tough. On the inside, nice and warm. It's an essential part of the sourdough bread experience. Same goes with a brownie. Get the nice gooey part in the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. The gooey part's the best part, and so that's what I would eat for the entire time if I could, which is why I like the middle brownie. Here's an interesting one, and those of us with kids probably have opinions on this. If you don't have kids, I don't know how many people eat string cheese. Do you peel string cheese, or do you just bite into it as a chunk?
You got to peel it because it's string cheese. Got to peel.
Yeah, I go bite into it like a chunk. You just bite a chunk of that string cheese. You eat it like it's a candy bar. Just eat it like a candy bar.
So you might as well get a big Velveeta block and eat it.
I wouldn't have string cheese in my house if I didn't have a kid. So, but if I'm faced with a hunger pang and I want to have a string cheese, I'm going to eat it like a man. I'm going to take bites of this piece of cheese. I'm not going to peel my piece of cheese.
I peel it and I hold it over my face and put it down into my mouth.
Yeah, I do that too. I do that. You can. It doesn't matter how old you are. Solana, you peel the string cheese or you bite into it like a chunk?
So this one's interesting because I do both. And here's my rule. String cheese, always have to eat two. You can't just eat one. It's not filling enough as a snack. So I pull the first one back because that's the Crowder's right. You gotta pull it, string cheese. On the second one, too lazy. I mean, I just want to eat the damn cheese already. So I just bite right into it.
Jimmy, how do you eat your string cheese?
I bite into it.
You bite right into it. Do you have kids, Jimmy?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, we'll see if that changes when you do. Any plans for them anytime soon?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you let us know if that changes.
I don't know if the guy that bites a string cheese, if he's a good lover, because you have to take time and enjoy the task at hand, and that's string cheesing. Stringing a string cheese is enjoying the task at hand. You're not just trying to shovel down the cheese into your stomach. I don't know if y'all are good lovers.
Yeah, but if I want to have a snack, if I want to have a snack, I want to have a snack. I'm ready to eat the snack. I don't want to start, doing a dance with it. I want to eat the damn food.
But enjoy the snack.
Hey, hello,
enjoy
cheese.
The taste.
How are you, cheese? I'm going to eat you, cheese.
Ooh,
you're going to enjoy
this. Look at you
this.
All pasteurized.
All right,
with
last
your
one.
Pasteurized fine ass.
Do you eat a bagel one half at a time, or do you put the two halves together and eat it like a sandwich?
One half at a time is the only way to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Although, you know, if you go to certain delis, you go to like Way Beyond in Boca and you get a sandwich, like if you get a whitefish sandwich, you know, on a bagel, they'll serve it to you as a sandwich.
A bagel witch.
But for the most part, bagels are supposed to be eaten one half at a time, I believe. Solana?
Yeah, unless I'm eating a bagel witch, then I'm going. I'm going one
off.
Jimmy, how do you eat your bagels?
Bagel witch was coming out today.
Halves at a time.
Halves, yeah. Yeah, I'm with Jimmy on that one. 22%, according to BuzzFeed, go sandwich style. 22% only. All right, there you go.
We're a little BuzzFeed Jimmy poll. Jimmy has these long-ass answers, man. We don't have any time to talk about stuff.
Jimmy, though, is right on everything, though. Yeah. I think he nailed every single one of those. So, well done, well done by all. Okay, there you go. That's why I told you that we had something very important to get to in this segment, and I think you would all agree that we just did. So you're welcome.
Y'all gotta get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. If you're having a dinner, a family barbecue, you're watching sports, you're hanging out, romantic dinner, you and your loved one, whatever you're doing, y'all gotta go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. Y'all got to get to Delaware. Outside as well now. You can have a whole meal right there at Delaware. The dips. The smoked fish dip is the best I've ever tasted. Buffalo chicken dip. The fresh made sausages. I can go on for days. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website. DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. When you find out what you want, give them a call in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. They're saving you time. They're saving you money. Curbside delivery is available. You don't have to get out the car. They'll bring it right there to the car. Go inside if you want to. Very friendly staff. I've been going there 18 years. Family owned and operated since 1951 in the Hollywood, Florida area. They know what they're doing. If you're not going to Delaware, you are the one that's missing out. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want you to bet my ashes on red at Planet Hollywood at the roulette table.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bagel witch. Somebody texted in, bagels beyond overrated. And sir or ma'am, how dare you? How dare you disrespect the deliciousness of a bagel? I mean, that's a bad. You want to talk about bad takes? That is a bad one. So, somebody texts in a good point. Do you cut open a bag of chips or do you rip the bag open? That's a good question. I bet there are some weirdos
out there who cut.
I was gonna say, I bet there's some weirdos out there who literally grab like scissors and cut
a bag of chips open. But I would never do that. Like, there's something weird, in my opinion, about cutting a bag of chips open. You just tear it right at the top. Tear it right at the top. No problem tearing open a bag of chips. I'm saying that. I hear Crowder in the background. He didn't come back. I'm saying that like if I found a new way to do it. You just tear it right open. Everybody tears their chips. But I bet you there's some weirdos out there who maybe do it a little different. They cut open their bag of chips. Just, hey, by the way.
This seems inconvenient having to look for scissors when you can just rip it open.
Just rip it open. By the way, ever wonder about all those unwritten rules about baseball? What do players say on the field and to umpires? So now you can find out each week on the podcast hosted by former Major League Baseball players Ron Darling, and Jimmy Rollins as they take you inside baseball. Download, it's called Unwritten on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. As we wait for Crowder to come back, I hear him chatting somebody up over there. I do want to remind everybody that there was a semi-Woj bomb that was dropped about Bradley Beal. He opted out of his $36 million deal. I'll, in the next segment, talk about what that means in terms of Bradley Beal's future. I kind of discussed it right before we played that best of, but and why we probably shouldn't get too excited about Bradley Beal. And it's been the same thing over and over again. For the past 5 years, we've talked about Bradley Beal coming to Miami. And right now, opts out. I know that seems newsworthy, but in reality, it's probably not. Plus, Kawhi Leonard's birthday, which means we have some Kawhi Leonard audio that is extremely, extremely important. You do not want to miss it. We'll do all that next, hopefully with Crowder back as well on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
All right, let me talk about Palmetto Ford here. Palmetto Ford is the only exclusive Ford truck dealership in South Florida. You know they've been serving South Florida for over 55 years. What do I always tell you? If you need anything truck related, you go to Palmetto Ford. Any and every truck you need, they got it. And people ask me, they ask the people at the dealership this question, how do they have so many trucks when every dealer says there's no inventory? It's pretty simple. My man Eric Nunez, he's got a 10-man expert vehicle acquisition team. They spend all day buying inventory across the country for all 16 of his franchises. So when I'm on the radio saying they got it, it means they got it because they go out and get it. I mean, they even own the website, theygotit.com. Other dealers buy from them to be able to sell to their customers. So why don't you cut out your middleman, go to the source, and save thousands. If there's anything truck-related that you, your business, your family needs, there's only one real truck dealership around Palmetto Ford. If it's a clown show you want, you go to the circus. If you need a truck, you go to Palmetto Ford. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sarabatudo.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.